Blog Talk Radio.
Of those subjects that we try to touch on is one that we hope brings you knowledge and also gives you a chance to look at things in a slightly different light. We all have a different prospect of the life or perception of the life, of life. We all see things different ways, no matter how many of us may see the same thing. Today we're going to talk about a subject that is, again, like many of them, near and dear to my heart. That subject is business versus a business card. That subject is character over someone being a character. That subject is using a person's time to its fullest over wasting a person's time. And along with wasting a person's time, wasting their resources, and not doing the right thing that would actually not only help yourself, but also help others that you may deal with on a regular basis. Each of us that are in business, well, matter of fact, we won't even go there yet. Every person understands what business is. Different people see it a different way, but the general belief is the same. We're all out to provide a service or provide a product, and we exchange that product or that service for either other services or for money. In the way of, you know, dollars and cents or wands or yen or whatever it is that you call your money, ruples, what have you. However, many of us have a tendency to waste our money. Many of us have a tendency to perpetrate that we're going to do business with someone or we're going to be professional, yet we are not. Part of being a professional is knowing that there's certain things that need to happen and certain things that need not happen. Well, one of the number one ways that people exchange information that want to do business with each other is something called a business card. Now, as time has gone on, you know, there's a lot of things in life that have changed. You know, the manner of business cards have changed. The style of business cards have changed. You know, they've gone from being a small piece of paper with some names and numbers on it to you have great graphics and electronics and holograms and see-throughs and attention getters. And some people make cards that are bigger than others. Some make them that are smaller. Some have flash. Some people have gone to electronic business cards. Some people have, in lieu of using a business card, they're now more apt to use electronic media or social media. However, the overall intent of a business card and the overall intent of business is just that, to do business. However, I've noticed on many occasions that I see a lot of people that basically take a person's business card and they have no intention on dealing with that individual. They have no intention on doing business with that individual. They have no intention on using the information on the other end of that business card in a way or a manner that will stimulate business. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is not right. Why is that not right? Because everybody that has a business card is looking to do one thing, if nothing else. And that one thing is create business, generate business. Be able to take care of the people that you care about, the people that you love, be able to pay your bills and make your payments and, you know, adhere to the things that you said you're going to adhere to. These are the reasons that people are exchanging business cards. these are the reasons that people are exchanging each other's names and numbers, and with the belief that the individuals in which they share their business cards with will again do business with them, or will at least consider it. However, a lot of people are out there just to give out business cards. They say that they want to do business, or in some cases, they just want to share their names with the world. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is inappropriate. You should not take a person's business card unless you plan to do business with that person, or you have what would be considered a referral for that person and you plan to share their business card and their business information with another person that can use that person's services. There is nothing wrong with telling a person, listen, you know, I don't really think that I have or know of anybody or that I can use your business card because I don't necessarily have at this time a need for your business. Now, if that person still wants to give you the business card, that's another thing. But if you have no intention on sharing or helping that person to obtain the business that they seek, then you probably should not accept that card. And I'm talking about just out of the sense of principle, just out of the sense of you being a steward of information, and not only the fact that their time is important, but your time is important too. So since both people's time is important, then you should be upfront. Plus that, what kind of character or what type of presentation are you presenting when you take somebody's card and you, again, have no want, no need, and no desire to help that person obtain business? You know, it was kind of interesting. The other day, my son was talking to me, and my son said to me, he said, Dad, I got a question for you. I was like, yeah. He's like, you have a ton of business cards. What do you do with all these business cards? Why do you take them? And I said to him, well, son, the reason that I take these business cards is because I plan to get back in touch with these people or I plan to do business with these people. He's like, really? So everybody that takes business cards with that intention. And that's actually what made this show come about because, you know, after talking to other people, because, you know, my son's question, yes, when I take a person's card, I plan to try to do business with them or I plan to try to see if I can find other people that I may already know of that can use their services. However, the interesting thing about it was that my son's question was a very valid question. And after talking to several other business professionals that I've come in contact with and that I know, I found that what I believed was the majority is actually the minority. Most people are taking the card just because they want the other person to take theirs, not because they plan to do business with that person. What they're hoping is that by them taking the card, that person will do business with them. That's that WIIFM mindset. What's in it for me? You know, if I take your card, what's in it for me? Well, that shouldn't be the mindset. That same mindset, I actually was talking with another gentleman today, and we were talking about the stimulation or the stimulus of giving referrals. And when you meet people, what is it that you talk to them about? And I was explaining to the young man that I was talking to that 9 times out of 10, when I am talking to somebody in a one-to-one, most of the time, the only reason that I'm talking to them is because I want to sincerely learn more about their business. I don't really care if that person is going to do business with me or not at that point. I found enough interest in them and what they do to learn more about what they do and to learn about their business, because then I can learn more about them, which also makes it easier for me to now give them referrals and for me to send them business. Why? Because we all live in a world where we all have needs. We all have wants. We all have things that we need to take care of. And the bigger our footprint is in the sense of people that we know and we can communicate with, the more people that we can help. So, again, back to that mindset of the giver's gain mindset. So by me being able to help them, I'm not only helping them, I'm helping someone else that actually can use their service, especially if I believe that they are very credible and that they can provide a good service. So my son's question, like I said, about business cards was really interesting. Ladies and gentlemen, we are not giving out business cards just to show somebody your fancy card. And your card being fancy does not make you a good business person or a person that I want to do business with, or anybody does. What your card does is it conveys a message. It conveys a message of who you are, how to get in contact with you, and what services that you provide. Now, if you're a person that is just a candy card giver, as in you're just giving out another card because somebody's got a card fetish, then you're probably somebody that I don't want to deal with. Why? Because you're a character. You do not have character. So when you give out your business card, ladies and gentlemen, I am not anybody's parent on the line, so I can't dictate to you what you should or shouldn't do. But keep in mind that the person that bought those business cards, the person that had, whether it's an electronic media or it's a manual media, that person paid money for that. That person had got that card so that they could exchange information with other like-minded people that also want to do business with them, and hopefully create a relationship to where now you don't need a what's the name of that one service that they have where you pay to sign up to be on it, and the people or the businesses that are on it, Angie's List. You're not trying to become an Angie's List. Your Angie's List payment is the fact that you exchanged a card with another credible and like-minded business professional that is going to provide the best service that they possibly can at a fair and reasonable price. In that case, we don't need necessarily an Angie's List. So we don't need a individual company that needs to pay hundreds of dollars to be on Angie's List, nor do we need to be an individual needing help that needs to pay for a service like Angie's List. Now, please understand, I am not downing Angie's List. What I am saying is that if we as entrepreneurs, we as business professionals, actually exchange business cards and exchange them with character and hold ourselves to a higher level of professionalism and are proactive, we can police our own markets. We can create an environment where everybody that we exchange a business card with or everybody that we do business with is going to win, along with those that have decided to trust us by giving us that referral or giving us that business card. So, for all of you people out there that just grab business cards to grab business cards, shame on you. For all of you people that are killing all of these trees out here with all of these paper cards, well, maybe you ought to go to, you definitely need to go to electronic. Why? Because then at least you won't be killing any more trees. However, the business card is a tool in which to do business. Let's keep that in mind, and let's follow the premise of what that card and that exchange of a card is for. Let's not just collect a card so that we can add somebody else to our database that we don't plan to use, so that we can now add somebody else to our list of who we want to mail to or who we want to send our latest potion and lotion and what have you. And let's treat that card with the respect that it requires. Again, someone took some effort to design it. They paid money for it. It had to be shipped. They had to wait for it. They're trying to do business. They're trying to feed their families in some cases. They're trying to get a mother, take care of a mother or a grandmother or a great-grandmother or what have you. But either way, that business card is a keyword, business card, not something for you to hoard, not something for you to collect because you like the pretty colors. It's a tool to help the individuals that want to do business to do business. This is not a nicety. Again, you should always be courteous. You should always be polite. You should always be professional. And you can be professional and turn down a business card. You can be professional and say, listen, I don't know of anybody that can do that I can do business with or that would do business or need your service. However, if you would like me to still take that card, I will honor it. That's basically what you're saying. And if there's anyone that comes up that can use your services, I will pass it along. So it's always interesting how out of the mouth of babes comes nuggets of knowledge. Out of the mouths of the ignorant, and I'm not saying ignorant because they're stupid, I'm saying ignorant because they just don't know, there is always a golden nugget. And that golden nugget is a business card, ladies and gentlemen, for everyone that likes to collect them, is just that. I spoke with a young lady about 3 or 4 months ago, and she was telling me that she has a huge plastic bag with nothing but business cards in it. So my question to her was, okay, you have this bag. How many of these people have you done business with? The lady told me probably 5 or 6. So out of a bag, a garbage bag of business cards, this lady has only used the services or referred the services of about 5 or 6. That is criminal. That is pitiful. That is unacceptable. So, needless to say, when the young lady said, "Do you have a card?" I said, "No." I said, she was like, "What do you mean, no, you don't have a card?" I said, "Well, if I give you my card, are you going to use it? Are you going to do business with me? Are you going to share it with anybody that could do business with me? Are you going to take my card and add it to your garbage bag of cards? Or is this card something that is actually something you believe you can use?" And the lady looked at me like, how dare me ask her that question? But again, this lady's actions had already told me what she was going to do more than likely with my card. It was going to become another card amongst the hundreds and maybe thousands of cards that this young lady has collected. When you go to a business meeting or you go to an interview or you go to another event, don't collect the cards unless you plan to use the cards. You know, and don't get me wrong, I understand that you can take a card and think that you might be able to do business with that person and for whatever reason decide you're not going to. I understand that cards get lost. I understand all of that. But there is no way that anybody should give out, I don't know, 30 or 40 cards and not do business with at least 2 or 3 people. That's like a 10%. If it's 30 cards, that's what? 1%? 3 cards is 3 business interactions is 3%? Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is not a game. It's real. You're talking about people's livelihoods. You're talking about somebody that spent money. Plus that, you're not only wasting their time, you're also wasting your time. So let's be the professionals that we claim to be, and let's take that person's business card and give it the respect that it has due. Let's give it the same respect that we would truly like them to give us if we were out hustling, basically trying to make money. Those of you that don't hustle, as in you're not a person that's trying to really sell your services, you work for a business where somebody takes care of your little everything, and I know this sounds a little cold, but if you're not hustling to feed your family, and when I say hustling, I mean you're not out there, you know, you pay your own insurance. The company doesn't necessarily pay your insurance. You take care of your own finances in the sense of how that works. You don't have a huge HR department. You're paying the rent, the heat, the gas, the electric, the water bill. You're renting the space. You're the one paying for the equipment usage. These are people that have a better understanding of what it's like. But those of you that don't, consider those facets and then add a business card to that expense. I know a business card seems like a very small thing to most people. You know, it's what, 50, 60, couple hundred bucks. However, that 50, 60, couple hundred bucks is critical when all you got is 50, 60, couple hundred bucks. When 50, 60, couple hundred bucks means the difference between your kids eating and your kids not eating, being you being able to pay your phone bill, your electric bill, and your gas bill. So when you take somebody's business card, keep in mind that that business card is just one of the tools in that person's entire arsenal to generate and to provide for their family, their significant other, the people that they hold dear. And if your business cards were provided to you by the company, then guess what? You didn't pay for it. It didn't come out of your pocket. You didn't kick up a dollar to make sure that those cards were done or were, you know, professionally provided. You're not paying for that service. You know, it's kind of like college. You know, I was talking to a gentleman by the name of John. I can't think of his last name, but he recently passed. He was a motivational speaker. And, you know, he was telling me about how when he went to college, you know, the first year that he went to college, his father, or his first years that he went to college, his father wanted to pay for everything. But him being a pretty good son, you know, he didn't really want to go to college. So he told his father, listen, if you pay for college, you're probably going to be wasting your money because I don't have any real interest in college. So his father paid anyway, and he blew off that first year. So he got out of college and didn't finish at that time. Well, then later on in life, after he had a wife and kids, he decided that he really needed to go back to college. So on his own dime, he went back to college. And when he went back to college, his grades were phenomenal. Why? Because it was his dime. His effort was put forth. Why? Because it was his dime. And ladies and gentlemen, it's the same thing for business and business cards. Those people that are out there hustling, they're out there hustling for a reason. They're out there doing what they do because they need to feed their families, and it's their dime in a lot of ways. If they don't make a sale, guess what? They may not eat. So please consider that when you take somebody's business card. Please consider that when you make somebody a promise or you waste somebody's time, because this isn't just about business cards. This is about the whole principle of time is not to be wasted, and everybody's time is precious. So, with that said, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. Let's not disrespect one of the most valuable things that we all have, which is if you are truly interested in a person and their business, by all means, take their cards and learn as much as you can about them. However, if you're not interested, stop killing trees for no reason. Again, look at a digital format. There's an example of a digital format at the end of this show. If you text Zurian to 90210, you can get a copy of my digital business card. But that's another way that you can do it, and you're not wasting anybody's time. And then you can follow up from there and get all of the information that you need if you want to do business. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. As always, I am very humbled to each and every one, for each and every one of you that listens to the show, and I want to thank you for allowing us to continue to grow. We're getting close to 10,000 listeners now, and again, every time I think of it, I am truly humbled with the fact that we have the honor to have you be kind enough to listen to what it is that we have to say. Again, thank you very much, and have a great and wonderful day. Take care.